Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward. Welcome back to episode 25 of season 2 of Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes. This is George Soroy. Thank you so much for being here. And I hope you've been enjoying all of the great shows that are doing the National Podcast Post-Month Challenge. It is day 30 and I still got some catching up to do. So that is what I intend to do today. And I am really excited to be in the home stretch of this challenge. I hope that you've been enjoying this digital memoir, in a sense, basically just going through my history in writing and all the different properties, all the different ideas that made their way into scripts for either the stage or the big or small screen. That's been a wild ride, especially looking back and seeing, wow, I've done more than I thought I have. Originally, I just kind of looked at the books that are in the process of being re-released with their new publisher, Ronan Weatherford, and that is From Parts Unknown. That was a five-part serial that is now going to be a trilogy. Parts 1 and 2 are going to be combined into book 1. Parts 3 and 4 are going to be combined into book 2. And then part 5 is going to be book 3. That will do a much better kind of streamlining and create a much more equal amount of pages for everything. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm also excited that I'm working on part 3 of my Excelsior trilogy, The Excelsior Journeys. And The Excelsior Journey. I'm still hacking away at Greater Glory, which is part 3 of that trilogy, but Excelsior and Ever Upward are all finished, and I'm really excited for them to be relaunched into the world. I am very proud of those stories, especially part 2. I love part 1 with all my heart, but part 2 is very special to me. I hope that they wind up reaching a new audience, a bigger audience, and we'll see what happens. This particular story is something that took place nearly 20 years ago. Actually, just over 20 years ago. And this was around June of 2005. During this time, my friends and I were hooked up with a group of other Marymount Manhattan students that decided to form their own theater company. They called themselves Neopac, as a take on the Rat Pack, basically saying that this is a new version of that group. And they put together some really fun stuff, different shows that were very entertaining. As time passed, they kind of fizzled out a little bit. So they wanted to bring themselves back. They had different leadership at this point and wanted to see the possibility of rebranding and doing a new show. The best way to announce that this company was coming back and doing some different things, they decided on a rebrand, and I'm grateful that they chose the name I suggested, Inch Mile Entertainment, which is, you know, basically saying like, give us an inch, we'll take a mile. And instead of just theater, we called it entertainment. So that way that opened things up to possibly doing some video work and down the road or some film work. It was decided that the best way to announce the group's reforming and relaunching is to do what's called a 24-hour project. What this means is you have a writer, a director, and 3 actors. You have to put together a 1-act play that will be written, rehearsed, and performed live in a 24-hour period. And so it's basically just a constant rehearsal and everything, just doing as much as you possibly can and getting it polished so that way everyone is completely off book, then everyone can go ahead and perform it live without any net. It was a hell of a project, and I was invited to be one of the writers. And my director wound up being a gentleman that I had worked with on the 2004 version of Halloween at Belvedere, a monster musical adventure, and that was Scott Laska. And the two of us have known each other already at that point. We had always gotten along and had a friendly little rivalry considering he was from Philly and I'm from New York. So we had that Eagles-Giants thing going, which, you know, still do to this day. He had put a lot of focus into directing, and I was really looking forward to working with him. We wound up picking our 3 names out of a hat. I had something in mind already, and I just needed to make sure I got two guys and a girl as my cast. And as fates would have it, that's what I got. And it was great. And one of the guys actually wound up being later on being a guest on my main show, Excelsior Journeys. And that was Ryan Kaspersak, who would go on to compete on So You Think You Can Dance and is also a choreographer as well and is keeping himself very, very busy and doing great work out there. It was wild knowing that this was going to come together. I pitched him my idea and I wanted it to be a theatrical take on the internet and how people are constantly saying that they're one thing, but they're something else. There would be use of paper bags to put over their heads to be the avatars, and then that would be revealed. The main caveat throughout the whole process was that it had to incorporate a band called Rocket Junior. That was what we had to do. We had to do something that would incorporate them. So whether they would be, say, like the house band at a restaurant or whatever it wind up being, but we got to incorporate them somehow. That was the main thing. When I pitched them the group, my idea for the internet thing, I definitely went into that with very little confidence, and that showed. They were unsure about what I was going to present to them, and they were just kind of like, okay, not really thinking that would be the best thing. I was chatting more with Scott on the way over to his place because we were going to do all the writing over there, saying that there was this whole thing about the internet, and I was trying to better explain my idea. The more I was talking about it, it just wasn't working. But then I mentioned another idea that I had, and it got my attention because of the stipulation about adding Rocket Junior to the mix. And it was going to be a love triangle sort of thing where you have two guys competing for the affections of this one girl. One of them is trying to get himself to the head of the line because there's someone else in front of him. He would try to school the other person with trivia knowledge about that band and trying to prove that he is like the bigger fan and therefore he belongs at the head of the line. And so we're talking about that and Scott perked up and he goes, why don't you combine that? So we combine the whole internet thing with this line for getting concert tickets. By the time we got off the train, I had the story generally locked in place. It was a guy and a girl meeting on the internet, have never exchanged pictures, and they were going to meet each other on the line for those concert tickets. It was going to be their first date and their big reveal for each other. When she gets there first, she immediately gravitates toward the guy at the head of the line. It's someone else completely, someone who is in the military, who was very burned out and is getting himself back together. And turns out that Rocket Junior was a big part of that because he had listened to them when he was at his lowest and their music wound up pulling him off the edge and got him on the road to recovery. And so he is sober. He's gotten his life back in order and everything. And now he's ready to go to their concert. He winds up being talked to by this girl who shows up thinking he is the other guy that she's been talking to on the internet. And she immediately goes after him. The guy that she has been talking with on the internet shows up as the third one in line. And all three of them just have this banter with each other and everything. And the guy from the internet winds up proving that he is much more in tune with all the trivia related to Rocket Junior. The whole thing winds up being this fun back and forth amongst everyone. But eventually the guy in front decides he's going to walk away and he offers the opportunity to the girl to follow him. And she eventually does. So she decides she's going to go with him. And then the last moment is the guy from the internet, who was also Ryan. He takes a couple steps up and he goes, yep, always the first one in line. And that's the end of the story. We worked on that all night. We took some, sleeping breaks and everything. And it wound up being a real good crunch time type of production. So printed out our copies, brought it over to the theater, and all three of them read it. All three of them loved it. They were on board and ready to go forth. The five of us, it was the three actors, Scott and myself, all worked together, and it felt great getting all that done. It was so much fun, like getting that sort of banter back and forth. The pace of it was great, and everything about it worked. The actors were all terrific. I felt a little regretful that I didn't reach out to more people and say, hey, this is actually happening, because there was a part of me that was thinking I was going to produce something that would be a flop. But it wasn't a flop, because not only did everyone in my group really enjoy it, but the rest of the groups also enjoyed it. And the band, Rocket Junior, they loved it because they got to be trivia fodder for a segment of the show. And they all got a kick out of that. So the whole thing, it was just a really fun experience. And I'm so glad that I got the opportunity to do that sort of thing. I'd never done a 24-hour kind of show before. And to be able to turn it around that quickly and to get that sort of performance out of everyone and to get the sort of results from the show itself, I'm thrilled with it. Now, whether or not it will see the light of day again, I don't know. It will likely take a rewrite and everything, just so that way it kind of brings a little bit more up to date when it comes to the internet. A lot of the stuff is much more visual these days. You can just very easily go on Instagram and see what everyone looks like. Same thing as Facebook. So it's not like the days of AOL anymore, where you could just like hide behind, you know, just hide behind a name. But at the same time, it was a lot of fun doing this, and I might wind up revisiting it in the future and simply placing it in 2005 before Facebook really took off. But I'm glad that I did it. I'm grateful to everyone involved for helping me out with it, especially Scott. I thought he was a terrific director on this. And I am happy that we were able to make that happen. And who knows what the future may bring when it comes to taking these kinds of stories out, blowing the dust off of them and putting them back up there. Who knows? But it'd be fun to try. I have five more of these, and I am looking forward to diving right back into them, because the next few stories that I have are about the latest attempts to get something put together and get them onto the screen. I'm really excited to go forth with that. I will be talking to you very shortly. So until then, this is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to hesgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to George@hesgotit.com.